This week in Dallas, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is meeting for 3 days to consider proposals dealing with new cases of sexual abuse by Catholic priests. The conference's president, Bishop Wilton D. Gregory, recently announced the group won't meet with the Survivors Network of People Abused by Priests, known as SNAP, because SNAP has filed a class action lawsuit against the conference and three Catholic dioceses. It's likely that these victims will want more information about the number of sexual abuse allegations by Roman Catholic priests. The Washington Post today published a tally of the number of known charges filed against priests. Alan Cooperman is on the Post's religion desk and co-wrote the article. Alan, you contacted all 178 Roman Catholic dioceses in the country. What'd you learn?
We learned that about 850 priests have been accused of sexual misconduct with minors since the 1960s. And we learned, to our surprise, that more than 350 priests have been removed from ministry in past years, that is, before this year and the current scandal. This year, we learned about 220 priests, actually 218 to be precise, have been placed on administrative leave or dismissed.
Is the number of allegations surprising?
I think that the number of allegations is surprising. It's certainly more than had previously been disclosed or reported anywhere else. We do think that it is probably low, that in fact that the actual number is probably higher. There have been estimates made by some plaintiffs' lawyers that 1,200 or perhaps even 1,500 priests have been accused over the past 4 or 5 decades. But we found our tally is a specific tally of priests in particular dioceses. In many cases, the diocese came forward with that information, though I must say it was quite difficult to get information from the diocese about these cases. We found of the 178 Western Rite Catholic dioceses in the United States, about 54% responded to our survey, 46% did not. I would say that, roughly speaking, half the dioceses in the country still have not disclosed their statistical tallies of how many priests have been accused and what the disposition of those cases are.
What's the percentage of known allegations compared with the total number of priests in the United States?
It would seem that the number of known accusations at this time is less than 1.5%.
Alan, the levels of information collected and disclosed by the diocese seems to vary. Why is this?
Well, you know, a lot of dioceses take a very strong line on this and simply do not disclose information, even in the midst of this scandal. It was interesting to us to find how many dioceses would simply say, "We do not provide numbers."
Is the information that you've gathered widely known? Is it available in any type of database or central location?
No, there is no database. The National Conference of Catholic Bishops has not attempted to gather this information itself. I know that the president of the Conference of Bishops, Wilton Gregory, told me that he favors further transparency. He believes that they should gather this type of information. In his particular diocese in Belleville, Illinois, it has been made public exactly how many priests have been removed. Actually, in Belleville, it's 13. And it's also been disclosed exactly how much money that diocese has spent on settlements and legal cases over the past 10 years. That's about $3.1 million in the Belleville case. And a few other dioceses around the country, almost literally a handful, have disclosed exactly how much money they've spent on settlements.
Alan, is it a certainty this week out of the 3-day Dallas meeting that the bishops will actually adopt a national policy of one strike and you're out?
It's not a certainty. It seems that there's a very good possibility that they will adopt a policy of one strike, you're out for future cases. At the moment, the proposal before them is to leave an exception for past cases in which priests have committed abuse, but they've then gone on to receive psychological treatment, and with the advice of a psychiatrist or psychologist, they've been returned to restricted ministry, and there's been no further abuse or at least known abuse for some time. Some of the bishops want to carve out an exception for such men to remain in ministry.
Alan Cooperman is a staff writer with the Washington Post and covers religion. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Corva.